This episode of iWorkframe is brought to you by SaferNet. Online, SaferNet.com. You've tuned into iWorkframe, the voice of collaboration for the faith and work movement.
We are your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, and our mission is to transform the workplace of every Christian into a mission field. What does that look like in your workplace? Well, let's find out right now.
You know, every business owner wants to grow their business. Some grow the easy way, and some grow the hard way, and some don't grow at all, and they go away. Either your business is growing or it's disappearing. But as a follower of Jesus, who runs a business, is growing your business okay? How do you grow your business and honor God? Is there a kingdom way to grow your business while making sure your business is still a blessing to you and your family, your employees and their families, your customers, your vendors, and the communities you operate within? How do you take all that into consideration? I have no idea. Strategy is not my thing, but it is Todd Hopkins' thing. Decades ago, Todd started a janitorial business in Indiana. Today, his Office Pride franchise has over 150 different franchises successfully operating on kingdom principles all over the country. So Todd knows how to do it. He knows how to scale and keep it all in perspective. So we brought Todd in to share a little bit about where God has him on his journey and how he can help you scale. Todd, thank you for your support of iWorkframe for almost a decade, and thank you for your godly example on how to grow a business for God's glory. Todd Hopkins, welcome back to iWorkframe.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Good to see you.
Todd, you started out as a small business owner. What led you to start your janitorial business?
Well, that was by default, because one, I didn't have a lot of capital to invest, but I had a lot of willingness and desire, and I wanted to find an industry that would reward me for my hard work. I wanted to find an industry that was recession resistant and would be one that I truly could scale. And I met a lady that had a cleaning business who was going out of business, and I just kind of heard her story, and I thought about how I would do it differently. So I ended up starting a commercial cleaning company, Office Pride, and with a business plan to franchise it. So really my first love was to get into franchising. And then I wanted to find a business or an industry that I believed I could build a great system and could scale it.
You knew right from the start, though, that your business was going to be a ministry, didn't you?
The goal was to honor God from the beginning, but it evolved over time just in terms of, you know, including the biblical principles and how to operate a business with the franchise training. So as we started to grow, it really kind of developed more of that Christ-centered, Christ-focused type of a business. I mean, it was always there, but in the first few years, I was just working my butt off and trying to survive. But then as we started to add people, that's when it becomes more valuable to talk about your why around the people that, you know, as you build your team and you build your organization, you don't want to skip talking about the why.
You know, and I love talking with you, Todd, because number one, you started the company saying, I want to honor God. But as God worked more and more in your life, you then have kept incorporating that growth, not only in your personal life, but in your business and with all of the people that you influence. And so each one of us should be growing every day, right? So that journey is never going to look exactly the same. So at what point did you know that you were successful enough to start expanding the business?
Well, I wanted to franchise from the beginning. I just had to build a model that somebody would want to copy. Mm-hmm. So people don't want to buy a franchise for something that hasn't proven itself, isn't making money. So it took 3 years to do that. So I started in 1992 and began the franchise model building in 1995. So the first two in February of 96. So it was those guys or guys that I prayed with before they came in. They were really strong Christians. So I started off with some really, really great people. One of them was going to the church that I was going to. And it just kind of grew from there. It was really like they expected it of me, right? So I would say right from survival, once I reached survival, of course, I was doing a lot of praying myself. I just didn't have a lot of people to talk with it about. But once I made the survival point, started adding franchisees, then we were all in it together. And we could share, we could pray together. We talk about building a business that would glorify God. And I just kind of enjoyed helping them do that. Actually, that's what was fun, was helping them achieve their God-given potential in the marketplace.
Yeah, most business owners would grow and scale their business so they keep it all to themselves. Why did you decide to franchise your business instead and share your success with lots of other people?
It was a quicker way for me to scale because when you franchise, you know, they're using their money to buy a franchise and grow their business. And then I had the model and the system created to help them do that. So it was a good way to scale the business, but then to help them achieve their dreams. So I was more motivated by helping franchisees achieve their dreams and build a business that would honor God in the marketplace than I was, say, cleaning buildings, providing the end service to customers, which was very necessary. That's what we did. But I enjoy teaching. What I like to do is teach, and I always enjoy teaching the franchisees.
Mm. Yeah, we're huge.
And I feel like God called me to teach, right? I mean, I just think that was the way he wired me.
What about that call to radio? Remember that first time you went on the radio to take over for us when we went on vacation? The call to radio was always a call on your heart as well, wasn't it?
It was. I had a radio station, you know, a fake one set up in my closet when I was a small kid, and I used to call it WHOP, you know, and I would record a show on a cassette tape. And I'm a pack rat, so it's a wonder I don't still have one of those.
You probably do somewhere.
When I had the opportunity to substitute for you guys, when you guys were hosting a marriage cruise, mm-hmm. and actually be a real radio host where I work for him, I can still remember that. And so that was like a dream come true. I got to check that off the bucket list. Live radio.
Yeah, that was so great. So for people that have not been listening to us since the very beginning, we used to be on live radio on a radio station in Tampa Bay and then podcast the results of that live radio show. So Todd was a guest host. And, you know, just one of the things I want to point out, you know, Todd, I've always loved this about you. You're like, you were talking about how God's created you to teach, but you are a systems person. Like, you figure things out and then you say, I want to show you this because it works. And so in that, you're very generous because you're like, you don't need to reinvent the wheel, which really speaks to Jim and I. You know, God told us, don't reinvent the wheel. Help people to see kingdom economies. And I just love that about you. Of course, I love systems. I love organization. And you are like the epitome of all of that. So I hope people enjoy this conversation as we dig in a little bit more.
And if you want to hear any of those archives, just type in Todd Hopkins, hosts on I Work For Him, and they're out there.
That's
those
right.
are out there. Absolutely. All right. We're huge fans of how Todd does business at Office Pride. He's got such a heart to help others grow and be all that God created them to be. It's hard to focus on business growth when you have so many details, daily details to consider. One detail you, a business owner, can better manage is protecting your computer systems. SaferNet.com is a website for you to check out and sign up for your family and for your business needs. It's cybersecurity made simple for businesses and families. Enjoy VPN, internet controls, virus protection, 84 website filters. It's what we did at iWorkFram on all of our devices, and we can use public Wi-Fi with zero concern. Your safety is their priority. Get signed up now. SaferNet.com. That's SaferNet.com.
You know, so Todd, a fun question to always ask is, was Office Pride an overnight success?
No, I mean, there was a whole lot of overnights. I can say that.
That's true.
I mean, I was just talking to a guy this week and telling him that there were times where I cleaned all night long and I just had to sit down in the hallway of the customer's building to let my legs rest, hoping that I wouldn't fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of long hours, a lot of overnights, because we're cleaning in the evenings. Mm-hmm. But it, you know, I just like the music guy that plays in Nashville, right, for 20 years, and then somebody, the right person hears him, and they say it's an overnight success. So it took a lot of work. It took a lot of prayer, a lot of favor from God. A lot of different people over the years contributed and probably rested their legs in those hallways with me. So it took many, many years. I mean,
it seemed like it was the first 15 years I was still out there in the grind, right? Yeah. And so it's, I think it's important that when God puts something on your heart and then you really have a passion and desire to build it, just to stick with it. You know, most people give up too soon.
Yes. So in fact, as you were growing the business one franchise at a time, I'm sure it was often grueling and necessary in order for you to be able to serve them well, figure out the systems, fine-tune your process. Did you ever just get to a point where you said, okay, this is enough and I just want to level off?
And coast.
No, for me, we never were growing enough. We were a double-digit growth company on an annual basis, I always wanted to grow more. So I like growing. I like to learn. And if I'm not growing, I get bored. And in fact, part of what drives systems creation and processes creation is boredom, right? I mean, if I have to do the same thing four times, I'm bored. So I like to create and I like to grow. And if I'm not growing, then I'm going crazy.
So besides the, hey, if I franchise this, other people can help me grow because I'm using their money as investments, what really made you decide to scale? Because you've scaled now a lot over the last 32 years. What made you decide to scale? This became something that really was a passion of yours.
Well, ultimately, you're impacting more people. You're growing this. I mean, there's thousands of reasons to scale. Everything gets easier with size in business. That's what I teach people. I mean, you just end up with more and more layers of organization. And especially if you have the systems and processes in place, and then you're plugging people into those and you get people to join you in that leadership effort. So for me, it just made sense. I mean, those guys, now as they go and honor God in their market, they're doing things in their community, they're making a difference. But all the franchisees, they're a little different. Some of them like to focus on missions. Others would focus on something local. Some of them are fostering kids. I mean, they're all making difference in their church. But we would come together as a retreat, and it would be like a big church reunion almost. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'd have Phil Wickham. You guys have been there and seen Yes. some of the worship that we would have and the speakers we would have. So that was always a lot of fun for me.
The retreats are just an amazing idea. An idea of bringing together your franchisees and really having a three-day worship time and talk about how to do great business. I mean, it was phenomenal. Love being a part of those. We've been a part of a couple of them in the past.
So as you talk about scaling, where does kingdom fall into all of that? How did you determine what was a godly kingdom model for scaling?
Well, I believe God created me and that I should pursue the potential that he put in me and then let him work through me. So if God is working through me, he's not going to underachieve. So we keep talking about the word scaling, but for me, my drive was I don't want to leave anything on the table. I live on this earth one time. God's put me here one time. I don't know how long that's going to be, but while I'm here, I don't want to leave anything on the table. I'm going to pursue that full potential. And so far at this point in my life, I can measure the pursuit of that by growing and scaling. And how can I impact more people, or how can we grow the business bigger? Now, his ways are higher. It didn't say his ways are bigger. His ways are higher, so they're more purposeful, right? I was just going through a study on that this week, and I've said bigger a lot of times, and I shouldn't have done that. I said, so his ways are higher. Mm. Whereas he has a higher purpose than what we have. And so I'm in the pursuit of that potential. And so far for Todd Hopkins, that's been about growing in the marketplace and the impact on marketplace leaders. And that's just business.
Mm. So not just marketplace leaders.
They respect it more when they see you growing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're growing, they want to tap into that. And so you talk about kingdom, talk about business. I like the combination of the two.
Yeah, and it's not just marketplace leaders you're investing in, it's future marketplace leaders through the CBMC YP program. If you're a young, up-and-coming professional, a future leader, you got to check out the CBMC Young Professionals Program. Todd developed that in Tampa Bay, and then it scaled across the country with CBMC.
I'll make sure to put those links in the show notes. But, you know, Todd, I just love hearing about your kingdom model for scaling. And when a company allows their focus to be on the kingdom of God, it is a game changer. And I just want to highlight that all of our sponsors are focused on kingdom. So I just want to encourage all of you to take a moment, navigate to our sponsor page, and find out who they are at iworkforhim.com/sponsors, and you will find Office Pride listed there as we would, and you know, just know that they are a kingdom company, and that's why we're having this conversation today.
Yeah, if you want an opportunity to start your business on your own, Office Pride is a great place to look. It's a great way. Commercial cleaning services, there's all kinds of places that need to be cleaned, and you could do it to the glory of God, and Office Pride can show you how to do it and make money.
We're kind of big believers.
We are absolutely big believers.
God has Todd doing.
There's one in Jacksonville, Florida that started because of this show. All right, Todd, you've seen your business grow, and now you're a sizable national commercial cleaning brand. What's next for Todd Hopkins?
Well, I'm transitioning from Office Pride. I'm still on the board for Office Pride and a mentor and a part owner of all that. But my focus right now is on creating systems and processes to teach entrepreneurs and business owners of any brand, independents, anybody, entrepreneurs, business owners, high-achieving sales professionals, how to scale their business and their kingdom impact. And so right now, and I'm doing some CEO coaching, so I'm enjoying that, and we're experiencing some breakthroughs. But where God's really calling me right now is to create these quarterly workshops that entrepreneurs can attend, and I'm calling this Strategic Thinking Network. Mm. That's the name of the organization. Okay. So the people can join the Strategic Thinking Network, to attend these quarterly workshops, and so it's... And then we're just doing high-level business development, high-level spiritual development. So my tagline is going to be, this starts in January, by the way. So the first workshop is January 28th, and it'll be quarterly. But my tagline is where business and spiritual breakthroughs happen. Mm-hmm. So the idea is, just think about it. Martha, you're talking about, well, what drives scale? Well, I'll tell you what kills scale is distractions, right? So like right now I'm working on like, how do we tap into immeasurably more? And so I started this considerations filter, and I was doing this for myself, like all the things I was thinking about doing or considering doing. Well, if we were to list all those on a sheet of paper, and then we just made a second column that said on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the likelihood this is from God? And I did that with all the things that I've here, you know, lately have found myself involved in or even considering. And it just added clarity to what was really a distraction and then what was a potential calling.
Wow.
So you said that your considerations filter. So give us an example. So you're saying things you're considering doing and whether there's things you should be considering to do or not. Give us an example, something that you were wrestling with.
Well, that's going to sound crazy, but for 30-something years, I've wanted to own a donut business. I mean, I always would joke around, oh, when I retire, I'm going to own a Dunkin' Donut. But I've looked at donut businesses for sale, and I was actually looking at one recently, and I wrote in there, donut business acquisition. And then I wrote Strategic Thinking Network, quarterly workshops. And I would write down a few other things. Well, all right, so the donut business, why am I interested in that? But on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the likelihood this is from God? I put 1. Nothing against donut business, but for me, it would have been a distraction from what God has called me to do. You know, if I lost my manager, I'd be in there making donuts at night. It could create bondage for me, right? If I step into something for a business reason, that is not what God's calling me to do. So then I put next action was, well, tomorrow I need to email and tell them I'm going to pass on the opportunity. So I was obedient to what I was discovering in this form. So this is business and spiritual development. It's possible. These aren't mutually exclusive. But then I got the Strategic Thinking Network workshops because I've been wrestling with this. Am I willing to commit to the time and so forth? And I put nine. And why? It's because I just believe this is what God has prepared me to do over the last 34 years, right? I mean, it leverages the things that I'm good at. I like teaching. I like creating. I like systems and processes. I like to help marketplace leaders pursue their potential. So that's what this does. And so, and then what was my next action? I'm kind of describing to you verbally what one of these tools look like. Well, my next action is I need to go all in on this. And so I later that week, I booked the meeting place at a hotel that we're going to have. I started making some commitments. So it's things like that. Entrepreneurs are wrestling with these things all the time. And Satan, he'll throw something good in front of us if it can distract us from what God's plan is for us.
Yeah.
And so any kind of tool that can help uncover that, help somebody get super focused on what they need to do to succeed in the business God's called them to. To me, that's a good thing. And I like helping people try to figure that out.
There's a lot of donut businesses north of Tampa Bay that are breathing a sigh of relief that Todd Hopkins isn't going to the donuts because you would have all been in trouble. That's for sure. But you know what you've been doing,
may do it someday, Jim.
Never know.
If I have a weak moment, for whatever reason, I've always had a burning desire to scale a donut.
So do you love donuts? Like, are you a donut connoisseur?
I'll have one. I do kind of like
them. Yeah, but
it's a weakness for
I'm that. Built more like the guy that likes donuts. You're not. I mean, you've always been pretty healthy. What I love about what you've demonstrated, we've known each other a little over a decade now, is that you've been pouring your life into others. You've been pouring your life into others that are franchisees. And then you started that young professionals program within the CBMC in Tampa Bay and started pouring your life into young professionals, which now it's been, I'm guessing, dozens or more of people that you poured in your life into over the last 10 years. And now what you're saying is that with the strategic network that you talk about doing, would you say strategic what network? Strategic
Thinking Network.
Okay. I want to make sure you got to say it yourself. Strategic Thinking Network. It's really like business mentoring, but it's discipleship business mentoring on a whole nother scale, isn't it? A whole nother flavor.
Well, it's tools. I mean, this is business education on how to scale your business that's grounded in biblical principles.
But it's from your heart.
The whole day, it's a 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. day with breakfast and lunch. But it's not a day-long Bible study. This is scaling your business. But we are going to talk about, well, if we look at our Strength Finders assessment, why did God give you those strengths?
Right.
And are you leveraging them? We're going to talk about what that God-given potential might look like. But then there's going to be business tools to help bring that out and help you apply it to your business. So it's mostly business, but it's rooted in biblical principles. Mm-hmm. I like talking about the immeasurably more. I like talking about, are we back in alignment with our original intent? Mm-hmm. We're God's handiwork, God's craftsmanship. He created us for a purpose. And the immeasurably more that he wants to accomplish through us is probably related to his intent for us, not by asking him to do more of what we created. So there's a whole lot of ways we can go with this. But my goal is just to help people, like, let's try to hear the voice of God and let's do our part. Let's be willing to do what's required to pursue the potential God has for us.
Okay, so I'm always the nuts and bolts person. Is this something where you envision every quarter the same people coming back and learning something new, or are you hoping to churn it in new people every time? Like, just what does that look like?
Well, right now, so I 30 people will be in this first class, and they'll be in that class together each quarter.
Okay.
So right now I'm asking God to bring me 30 people. We're starting in January. What he does with that is up to him. Yeah. I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to give them everything I've learned over the last 30 plus years. And then what does God want to do with it? If everybody absolutely loves it, let's go for another year. We'll have a year two and year three with the same group. We may start a different class with another group of 30 people. There's a lot of things that could happen right now. I'm just trying to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I can't see around him. Mm-hmm. I'm not putting my vision on this.
That's good.
So like with Office Pride, I always had Todd's vision and I would ask God for clarity on Todd's vision. But right now I'm like, I'm just not even trying to to look around.
All right. But if people's interest is piqued and they want to know more or they want to stay in touch to know what this is really going to, how it's going to play out, Todd, have you created a website, a landing page, something that we can send people to?
Yeah, strategicthinkingnetwork.com.
.com. Awesome. We'll make sure that that's in the show notes. All right.
Yeah. That'll go to a certain page on my website that's related to this.
Yep.
And that's toddhopkins.com. So it's pretty easy.
And there's an annual fee. So it's, it's marketplace, but it's an annual fee for to participate in the four classes.
Right.
Can you
it's
imagine?
It's going to be held at an airport by the Tampa can be held at a hotel by the Tampa airport. So it's easy for people to fly in, attend, and get out easily, or somebody local can come. So,
you know, Jim, I don't know if you caught it.
Both.
Todd said, everything I've learned through Office Pride. So I think you better come ready to drink from a fire hose. Mm. But no, I know that you're going to have an amazing time, Todd. And I love your heart towards seeing other people grow and become the full potential that God has created them to be. And he's using you as a vessel to do that. So that's exciting.
Imagine being in a room with Todd Hopkins and 30 other people that want exactly kingdom scaling. What does it look like to do have a biblical basis for scaling in your business and being surrounded by other people that have the exact same desire, studying together, hanging together for a whole year? That's a privilege not many will have. Todd, I love it. Make sure you check out online the strategicthinkingnetwork.com and find out more information. Todd, I love it. It's fantastic. Any final words? I mean, you're a guy that could be retiring and just checking out, living on the beach, if that's what you wanted to do, but you're decided the next stage is to pour out more into people. Is there any final words for people before we go?
I would just invite you to check it out. And if you want to grow and you want to just focus on being who God created you to be, then think about it. It could be a fit. It may not be a fit. It's not going to be a fit for everybody.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying putting it together and the creation phase of it. And I've been able to meet a lot of new people through this. So it's been a real blessing for me. And Jim and Martha, I appreciate what you guys are doing too, and thanks for having me on the show. But man, I'm just glad to be able to do something right and be used by God that He would even like consider us for this. And right now, the world needs what we have more than ever.
That's for sure.
That's my final word.
There you go.
Todd Hopkins, thanks for being an I Work For Him today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him. This episode of I Work For Him is brought to you by SaferNet. Online, SaferNet.com.
Calling all entrepreneurs and parents, protecting those we love on the internet is important. Safeguard your ventures and loved ones with SaferNet VPN. Our cybersecurity app keeps you safe on any device. Shield your business from cyber threats while ensuring a family-friendly online environment. Simplify your digital life with SaferNet VPN today. Get secured now. Sign up at SaferNet.com. That's SaferNet.com.
Did you know that God has a calling on your life? It's true. He's called you to bring Jesus to the world. For some, that may look like a pulpit or a foreign mission field, but for most of us, it looks like a construction site, a cubicle, a hospital, or a classroom. Wherever it is that you work, live, volunteer, and invest, that is your mission field. To learn more about integrating your faith into your work and retirement, check out our books, I Work For Him, She Works For Him, and I Retire For Him, by going to iworkforhim.com/bookstore.
Thanks for listening to the I Work For Him podcast with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. Please visit iworkforhim.com to learn more about connecting your faith and work, to join the I Work For Him Nation, or subscribe to our weekly blog. You can also follow us on social media at I Work For Him to stay up to date and meet our guests. If today's message spoke to you, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcast platform. Your review will launch more workplace missionaries across America. That's at I Work For Him and online at iworkforhim.com. iWork, the number 4, him.com.